And that's what we wanted our own brother name. We didn't want to name Joseph.
And what about your name?
Mildred.
Did it come from somebody in your family? Or?
No, my name didn't come from somebody in the family. My father knew somebody named Mildred. And he just liked the person.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I came along, he named me Mildred.
Mm-hmm.
If it was a boy, my mother was supposed to name him, and we only had one. And if it was a girl, my daddy was supposed to name
him. Uh-huh.
And that's how the names were chosen, except one sister, the one that I named Ivy Wyvon.
Mm-hmm. You got to choose.
I got to name her.
Okay.
And my second sisters were named Mary and Martha, were twins. That was automatic, because Mary and Martha was all the rage along then. You know, everybody was naming their twins Mary and Martha. And then when Maud came along, Moved us to Holland and Maud something. And my daddy just liked it, and that's where Maud got her name.
Mm-hmm.
And then they came on down one and another, and I did my bond. My oldest sister, but older than I, was named Florence. I don't know where they got that. She only lived 22 months. And she died just before I was born. Double pneumonia.
Mm.
That was one thing back then. The doctors didn't know what to do for nothing because there was not enough medicine. You know, there was just, well, there was about three kinds of medicine. It was Castoria and Thayrazol and, what do you know, one other, Calatay. Well, that three kind of medicine.
Uh-huh. For everything.
For everything. And my little sister, the doctor, finally discovered that she had pneumonia. And Mama said they dipped her from hot water to cold water and hot water to cold water to break the cold. And the fourth time they dipped her, they saw she was gone.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call some kind of sickness where you get where your joints hurt?
Now?
Uh-huh.
Oh, back then it was rheumatism.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody had rheumatism.
And what do you have now if he had?
Arthritis now.
Okay. And how about if you have to have your appendix taken out? What
is that? That used to be an awful thing.
Mm-hmm.
Had your appendix removed.
Mm-hmm.
And now you go and take them out and come home the next day.
Mm-hmm. Did they have any different names for having that when you had it?
Oh, yeah. It's, now I can't even think. I know what it is, let's call it, but I just can't put it together right now.
I heard them call it appendicitis now.
Oh.
They had a...
Yeah.
I think they used to call it some kind of colic or something like that, maybe.
No. Colic was what? When you hurt in your chest. Colic.
Okay. Yeah, what if you eat something and it doesn't agree with you and it comes back up? What would you call that?
You were vomiting. And that's nausea.
Mm-hmm.